Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Alrighty, AMA. We typically do it at 7 o'clock on Wednesday mornings. Moved it today. AMA, John, this morning.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Bush Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at bushautogroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, Seltz, so what do people want to know this fine morning?
All right, let's start off on the text line. If you could have dinner with one fictional character, who would it be and why?
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, John, you have an answer on this.
For you,
this
I'm might surprised be a you didn't defer. Go Jessica Rabbit. Isn't That's that your dream dinner?
Well, that would be more like movie and Back to My Place. No, Sorry.
And you actually thought she was a rabbit.
I got confused. I forgot that she married Roger, and that's how she became a rabbit, and she wasn't actually a rabbit. I got confused. Reuben, one time I got confused. And
just once?
Just one time in my whole life. All right, John, what is your answer? James, I might need to defer and answer this later in the
old
show.
Old school DeCamera
So
here.
What's the question? One fictional character who to have dinner with?
Yeah.
That's really hard.
That is
hard. I
gotta think.
I was a total
I'm gonna
total
I'm gonna think
nerd.
On that one.
I was
how
a total
not,
reading
How about not
nerd.
Hannibal Lecter?
I had a lot of books in my life as a, especially a middle school kid when I had braces and I had like these feet and I was like
so who's
smaller
the person?
Than, I was a tiny little, I remember the weight limit for football was 136.
Yep.
I was shorter than my mom who was 5'6". I was less than 136 pounds and I had these feet.
Okay,
and I could not run.
What does this have to do with the fictional character? I'm so confused.
Sorry, that was my mindset in middle school
you,
at this time.
How did you even get to that?
What does this have to do with a fictional character you could have dinner with?
Holden Caulfield.
There we go. We got there.
He was my comfort at that point in time.
I would not. He's the last person I'd want to have dinner with.
Well, at least he chose someone.
I know. James, I'll think about it.
It seemed like he was struggling with the world as badly as I was. At the time with my braces and everything else.
I got you.
We're reverting here on
Holy
AMA.
Mackerel. Go ahead, Sasha.
Joe used to answer questions. All right, this is from Fighter Jock on Twitter for John. John, who is the toughest guy you ever competed in an Oklahoma drill with?
That people you wouldn't expect. It's always people you wouldn't expect. Remember, no one remembers a middle linebacker named Greg Beekert, who played out for University of Colorado in college.
Know.
No one remembers.
John, let me ask, let
he
me
was
ask
a
you
tough Mike
let me
linebacker.
Ask you this question.
It was always guys like that.
What's the highest grade or level of football that you did the Oklahoma drill? Like, you didn't do it against Jeremiah Trotter, right? That would have been your answer. Like, you guys didn't do that with the Eagles. Did you do that at Michigan and Stanford? Because otherwise, it would just be a high school kid.
I think we probably did it in college.
All right. But Andy Reid wasn't running the Oklahoma
We were
drill.
Not doing it as an NFL thing. But we did. Essentially, we did drills where you knew where you stacked up.
Okay.
The Oklahoma drill just tells you where you lie in the hierarchy of hitting. And every team knows that to some degree, you know, where everyone sort of sits on that.
Understood. James, let's do one more.
All right. From the text line, maybe you'll answer it. what is something everyone should do? What is something you recommend everyone should do before they die?
I'll give you one I did. I mean, I'm not saying it's the number one recommendation in the world, but I did this years ago, and I think it was a really cool thing. And some summer, I'd recommend you do it, especially with your kids if you have them. Hall of Fame trip. It was me, my uncle, two of my cousins, and two of my siblings. It was 1994. We went from here to Canton, Ohio, Pro Football Hall of Fame. We then went to Niagara Falls, a little in between Niagara Falls. Then went up to Toronto, Hockey Hall of Fame. Then went over to Cooperstown, Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, I don't know why we didn't do basketball. Maybe my uncle had to get back to work. I'm not sure. But we did three of the four Hall of Fames in about 6 days.
Hmm.
It was really cool.
Joe, it's crazy you said 94 because that's when I drove out. I got my first new car ever.
Yeah.
And literally got it. And the next day I got in and I drove right to Canton.
Did you? That's
in
awesome.
94.
That's awesome. Now, now Rhea, put your Philadelphia sports cap on here. Tell me what I experienced. And Ruben, you definitely should know this. What did I experience that hurt my heart in 1994? Let me put it this way. In Toronto.
Oh, well, I think, yeah.
I don't think that's too hard to put together.
I stood in left field.
Yeah.
I went to a Toronto Blue Jays game.
I don't think that was too hard to figure that one out.
It was probably about 8-9 months after the home run. I just stood there.
I wouldn't be able to have gone in there.
It was really tough.
Oh.
It was probably about 8 or 9 months after the World Series had ended. I stood in left field.
For years after that.
That was really hard.
I played there afterwards.
That had to be...
It was interesting.
Oh, Reuben. God, that thing still hurts my heart.
Gut-wrenching.
That's the... If there's one game, if there's one... I don't know, man. That and Rondé Barber, the two that hurt me the most. They just are. I mean, 0-1-6ers I love, but I understood and expected that they'd lose to Shaq and Kobe. But, all right. And by the way, the Blue Jays were a great team. With that great. AMA,
well,
let's...
hold up. What about John?
Oh, John, what do you... What you would you...
It's unbelievable, yeah,
right,
isn't
he just completely, like, ignored you there. Like, you were not even part of the question.
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right,
no,
John.
It's all right. Just...
This is not called Ask Joe anything, you know.
Right.
You wouldn't answer half of them anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Do you have an answer, Jen?
Sure.
All right, what's your
something
answer?
Something you've never done. Clearly, you've. I know you've never driven out west.
I will, though.
Drive by yourself, get in the car, and just go. And back then, this was before cell phones. That would be interesting without a cell phone. I don't recommend that at this stage.
Yeah.
But, man, what an adventure. You can make it such an adventure. It really does feel, sometimes when you're going through those mountains of Utah, it feels like you're on top of the world, and you just wish someone was with you. You could show these vistas, and then you realize, wow, maybe this is like the true peace. Maybe I'm glad no one's here with me seeing these vistas. It really is amazing. You got to do
it. Well, I will do that, but not by myself. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to be that bored. And with that, AMA, we shut it down.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.